Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we taught that we should never make a commitment that interferes with our commitment to God. Well, let's end the week with that thought today. Then verse 34 of Matthew 10, Jesus goes on and says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Now, did you hear those? At variance against the father, the daughter against the mother, the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. Opposed being of your own household, sometimes the household of God, you'll find there are those that are opposed to you. But if you love the Father, you love God, then you love him even more than father or mother. We're to love him more than father, mother, son, or daughter. So when there's something of the Lord, and there's another thing, oh, my kids like that, oh, my wife wants this, or my husband thinks we should do this, and it is putting those things ahead of the Lord, and you take a stand, you may find that the Lord is a divider even in the home. But don't be one of those hypocrites then that says God first, then family, then your job. If you have a thing where your son plays in Little League Baseball or something else, and there's a game on Sunday, and you say, well, we made a commitment, so we ought to before man keep our commitment. Well, number one, if you knew they played on Sundays, why did you make a commitment? And number two, you do know that church meets on Sunday. You're saved. You're a Christian. Jesus Christ shed his blood and died on a cross for your sin. He paid the ultimate price so that you would not have to spend eternity in a lake of fire doing that for you. Why is it all right to not make a promise to God or to break your promise to God, but not to man? Look, if you make a promise to man, but it supersedes and breaks your promise to God, you go back to that man and say, "I cannot keep it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm out of here. I can do this, but I'm not going to do it in your time frame because it interferes with what God wants me to do." And if you're going to take your child to let him play baseball on Sunday instead of being in church, you just told that child, as his parent or her parent, whatever the case may be, God is not important as this is. We honor it more than we do God. Thereby, you've also shown your kid that that's more of a God to you than who God is. And you are on the wrong side of the great divider, even though you're saved. So keep that in mind. I'm just trying to tell you that I'm the messenger. This is God's word. Think it through. We're living in the last days. There is a great day coming. What we're trying to do is get you prepared to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," instead of "saved so as by fire and ashamed at his appearing." Now, you may say you believe that Jesus is coming again, but you know what? That's only a statement. A doctrinal statement that means nothing. It's just a written thing It's just a spoken thing. But it's not really faith until it brings comfort and peace in your heart during the storms of life. And my friend, if it doesn't bring comfort and peace to your heart, you've got a problem. When you have to choose between that little league game, when you have to choose between that other thing and God, that's it. Now look, there are deputies, there are firemen, there are other people that have jobs in different places that they've got to be working on Sunday. I can understand that. Medical fields and so many other fields, they've got to be to work on Sunday. But if there's somebody who says, I got a job for you, can you do it Sunday morning? You need to be in church. Say, look, I'll do the job, but it won't be during church time. I applied for a job at a department store when I was going to college years ago. And it was during a recession, as a matter of fact, and it was hard to get a job. And the boss asked me, said, now, what kind of hours can you work for us? Because you're going to college. I said, yes, I'm married. I'm going to college. I got two kids, but I will not work during church time. Whether it's Wednesday night, Sunday morning, or Sunday night, I will not work during church time. And you know what? For some reason or another, God opened that door. God worked in their heart. And they wouldn't make me work Wednesday night. They wouldn't make me work Sunday morning or Sunday evening. I would work some on Sunday afternoon, but they knew that if I worked on Sunday afternoon when they were in a bind, I wasn't getting there till after church, and I was leaving time to go back to church for the evening service. Most time I didn't have to work on Sunday in that situation. And I'm saying that because when you say, I want to stand with God, then you put it in God's hands that it may be at the last minute, but he will provide, and you just trust him to provide for you. So again, just want to say that you stand true to the Lord. You're a fundamental Christian. Don't have just a statement. It's not faith till you actually act upon it, and it's a part of your life. The storms of life are going to come. Fundamental Christians will have them. We believe that Jesus is coming again. Does that belief give you comfort and peace in the storms of life? It should. Now, finally, let us look at one other thing here about the day for those that it is a rest. This is not referring to the rapture. The rapture is the next thing to happen. The rapture is when every saved person, those that are dead in the grave, and those that are alive will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord in the air. And the Bible says it will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It could happen, my friend, even today. But that's not what this is talking about right now. This revelation that we see here again in our text here, we are in 2 Thessalonians. Okay, don't forget that. We are in 2 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 1, and we're in verses 7 through 9. So look at it again. We've not gone back to read it much while we've been here, but it's there. So let me read it to you one more time. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, those are pretty strong words, are they not? So, those are words, but they're not talking about the rapture. Oh, no. They're not talking about that at all. This is after the rapture. This is after at the end of the tribulation. You and I, we're hoping, if you're saved, we're hoping for the rapture, because that could be at any moment. The Bible says, we said, it happens in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and it could happen today. But the revelation that this is talking about here, it is talking about after the rapture. After the rapture, there is a 7-year period of tribulation. At the end of that 7 years, we come back with Jesus Christ. You see, the rapture seems to be secret and unannounced. It is a sudden thing. But the revelation says in Revelation 1:7, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, amen. And yes, I believe that when every eye shall see him, I believe that even hell will be opened up enough for people that went there to see him, and those ones that crucified him will see him coming as he said he would. Now, this rapture is a great day of rest, but secondly, as we see in verse 8, it is also a day of revenge. He says, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, taking vengeance is not so much about getting even. Oh, no. Rather, it's about giving them their just desserts. You ever hear somebody say, "Hey, I know my rights"? They'll get in church and they'll raise up, "Oh, I know my rights." Well, if you want your rights, just understand your rights are to go to hell. So I don't think you really want your rights. Hebrews 12:29 says, "For our God is a consuming fire." Christ does not have to come back himself. He could send an angel to destroy them all, but he's coming back personally. And think of how great he is. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:31, "It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God." Jesus Christ, our Lord, does keep records. Keep that in mind, that he is the one who will take vengeance, not us, but him at the day of coming. Now, my friends, wait patiently, enduring for Christ, because a great day is coming. He says, "Them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel," in verse 8 here of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm reminded of John 3:18-21, where Jesus said, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already." Why? Because you're born condemned, going to hell. But once you receive him, then you're not condemned.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.